This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Trump arriving home tonight in New York City. This is his first trip back to New York since the inauguration. Along with his victory on health care, the White House announcing his first overseas trip. His first stop, Saudi Arabia. What message is he sending to the Muslim world? And the new executive order giving religious organizations and churches in this country more freedom now to endorse political candidates. And all of this comes with a meeting with the Pope. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega tonight.
President Trump today surrounded by religious leaders promising to give churches their voices back.
Under my administration, free speech does not end at the steps of a cathedral or a synagogue or any other house of worship.
His new executive order directs the IRS to relax enforcement of rules barring churches and other tax-exempt religious groups from political activity, like endorsing and campaigning for candidates. It also promises unspecified relief for organizations that claim a religious objection to an Obamacare mandate requiring them to cover contraception in their health care plans. But the order does not go as far as some faith leaders hoped and many activists feared. There is nothing in it that weakens Obama-era protections for gays, lesbians, and others.
Most importantly, I brought my Bible.
For President Trump, this is about showing some love to the evangelicals who helped propel him to the White House. The president winning their vote 81-16%.
We will not allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore.
And Cecilia Vega with us live tonight in New York City outside the USS Intrepid aircraft carrier there where President Trump is speaking tonight. Cecilia, we're also learning more about the president's first foreign trip, as I mentioned, that first stop.
Well, there it is, President's executive order. You know, what they're failing to consider here is what the Johnson Amendment was all about to begin with, Scott. I mean, then Senator Johnson wanted to quiet down the competition. And so he got the Senate, got Congress to approve this, this oppressive piece of legislation that should have been eradicated. It should have been canceled out a long time ago. Now, of course, this executive order does not cancel it out, but it needs to be there. I mean, you know, because given a Democratic president, I mean, that can be easily reversed, that executive order. And, of course, we're back to weaponizing the IRS, which is what, Barack Obama did, with the IRS. We know that the attacks that they had on conservative groups, Tea Party groups and that sort of thing. And so we had the weaponization of government agencies, which is what our founding fathers warned us about. So, you know, this is a step in the right direction. We'll see if they can, if Congress has enough gumption and enough intestinal fortitude to really reverse this, to, do what our First Amendment says, which is freedom of speech. Regardless, I mean, certainly we should not have a government-sponsored religious entity, but you don't need to handcuff these pastors. And Aubrey Shine's a good friend out of Orlando had sent me the text and sent me, some pictures of his attendance there yesterday. And just, elated. I think it's a big victory. It starts to right a wrong that has taken place way too long, because some would say in some cases said there was a libertarian the other night saying, well, no church has really had their has had to go through any pressure or anything like that. But that's not totally true. They've not been there hasn't been any arrests made. There hasn't been any government action. There's just lots of threats. And if you remember, what was it about a year ago where there was a governor, I can't remember in what state, that was asking for the sermons of all the pastors, that they were putting out on Sunday. So this stuff has raised its head, maybe not as overt as some would think, maybe because instinctively most people understand that this law is a bad law. So we welcome the executive order from Donald Trump.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is time for the one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, has had over 25 years' experience in the media. Lolo, how are we doing?
Actually, I think now it's been like 27 years. I started in 1990. I just keep forgetting to do updates.
Okay, well, I'll update it here right now. Okay, over 27 years of media experience, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Lauren
you very
Kitchen Stewart.
Much.
Hey, we got to make sure
I'm
get
okay
these.
I'm okay with getting older.
Hey,
getting
it's
older
important.
Better.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have a National Day of Prayer, you know, and we had it yesterday, and it was an important day. I mean, a lot of people, surprising how many Christians do not know, Lauren, that the National Day of Prayer is actually a law.
What, right. I don't even know that was that, to be honest with you, that it was a law.
Yeah, it is a law. I mean, that it was determined, and, you know, the wisdom of some politicians years ago, I think it was about 50, 60 years ago, said, hey, we need to set a day aside to reconnect with the roots of our country and acknowledging God for, you know, the blessings that we have, and also to maybe even address some of our wicked ways.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Well, in our family, we are learning the power of prayer as the years pass. And I think having children and knowing that sometimes the less said, the better, shut up and pray, you know, that whole term, that's
right.
Learned to work for me. But I'm trying to learn to declare things and pray out loud, because I know for a lot of you that's uncomfortable. And I'm a loud person. And for me to just be in my home on my own and just saying, Lord, I want to lift these things up and, you know, declare victory over certain areas of our lives and bind and cast and whatever we need to do. I'm trying to learn to become more comfortable with, you know, just declaring out loud. Because I think for all of us to pray, like if we pray over our food or if we were at some gathering, you said, Lauren, would you pray? I have no issue with that. But I mean on my own, to just out loud speak things to the Lord, to, you know, offer praise and thanksgiving and you know, just to make it vocal, because I know that I pray under my breath. I think a lot of us do that. You know, we pray or we're quiet, but to learn to be a powerful prayer warrior in our homes, don't you know that we would just see things change like never before, and I want that for my life.
Exactly. Well, you think the minutes of the day that we're awake, Lauren, how often we have attacks. And just a simple thing, you know, like putting on the full armor of God. You know, this week was kind of the theme for me of, you know, the shield of faith, holding up the shield of faith, those fiery darts that come in from the enemy, those thoughts, those things, the thinking, you know, as Zig Ziglar used to say, that would come in and attack you and knock you off balance. And there's plenty of that running around just in and of ourselves. I mean, forget about any cultural influence, maybe movies or anything. We were just talking with Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. and getting some understanding on Netflix new show that Selena Gomez has put together, 13 Reasons Why, and 13 Reasons Why Somebody Had Committed Suicide, and 13 Reasons Why these people were instrumental in the death of this person. I mean, and this is after the fact. I mean, this is the legacy of a suicide of a young girl, and she has 13 episodes that she's, you know, that they've documented here, that she left behind, blaming, you know, these people for why she had to do. She had no other way than to commit herself. And that's out there among the young people. And with you being a professor and having a heart towards, you know, young people as you do, I mean, this is very grievous that we have this kind of influence in our culture. And my question is, in much the same way, and I want to get your read on Stephen Colbert and the uncivil comments that he made about President Trump, is I go, where's the redeeming value in this Netflix show or in Stephen Colbert's statements and some of the other statements that have been, you know, thrown out there in this very contentious political environment in which we live in?
Well, you know where it starts. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking it starts in the home, because you can't protect your children. Now you really can't. I mean, what my child knows at 7 compared to what I had an understanding of at 7, there's no comparison. But when you start them at home and speaking the truth to them and teaching them the full armor of God. I mean, I learned that in college. We would go over the full armor of God, you know, when we all got together for our mission trips. We would say, put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, belt of truth. We're going to shod our feet with the preparation of peace. I'm thinking, why aren't we teaching our children that at an early age? Then when those fiery darts come, they're able to deflect them. Because, you know, you're not going to be able to prevent people from believing differently than you, from people attacking what you do believe. But you can influence your children. You can influence young people in your life around you, whether you're a parent or not, with your grandparent, you know, whether you are a caretaker. Everyone has kids in their life to some degree, to teach them the power in knowing why they believe what they believe. And then when these things happen, they won't be so easily swayed. I mean, we can talk about that with our own age group, you know, and how are people so easily swayed to believe these things are just not the truth.
Exactly.
But I think it starts at an earlier age and how to process through what is my truth. It's going to be attacked. How do I study to show myself approved? And I think it can start at an elementary age. I mean, if my child is 7 and she is doing a report on an inventor of the windshield wiper at 7 when I was taking naps on my furry pink rug, can't we teach them the armor of God?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Kids at 7 today are like we were at 14.
Well, the purpose of doing this, Lauren, as you say, as you get older, then it becomes automatic, number one. Number
it's
two
automatic.
Is if you join with other people of like mind who have also exercised and practiced putting on the full armor of God. You know, it's like, you know, when we were in the military, you know, we learned to be around people who were accomplished so that you could add to, not take away, that you could be an asset, not a liability to the team. Because it's all about life and death. I mean, it comes down to that. Because, you know, when you're in the Marine Corps, it is that. I mean, when they train 4 guys to take on 1,000, I mean, they're not kidding. I mean, you know, so it is a fight for life there. And, you know, but yet spiritually, we're very casual about our, you know, our spiritual condition. And so we end up being a liability to our family and to others as opposed to coming together. And this was my encouragement to the men that I used to meet with in Southern California all the time, was saying, look, you need to rise up. You need to lift, you know, your level of competency so that if all of us, I mean, you imagine, if all of us are lifting our levels of competency, how much more effective are we going to be? I mean, are we really true reflections of the gospel of Christ, or are we just, you know, we're just mouthing the statements and kind of, going through the motions here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and the power of influence of just your life, we forget that power that we have to change lives around us by walking out the truth.
And the thing is, again, this National Day of Prayer reminded us of how important it is for us to pray. And the fact that we even acknowledge a National Day of Prayer, that is quite humbling, because we realize even for a moment, Lauren, that it's not about us, that we do not have the power to overcome the evil forces that are reigning right now. More from Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Well, look, all you have to remember is just a few words. If I help you, maybe they'll come back to you.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, the Spanish, how are you going to greet them when they get here?
Oh, buenos dias.
It's not quite that. It's buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
That's it. Oh, but you can't use it now anyway because it's night outside. You gotta say noches.
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That's right. Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm a little nervous.
In Spanish, how are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? Now, don't tell me.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
See, back in those days, kids were just to be seen, not heard. Now you know why. Hey, Lolo, we're just getting you ready.
It's a world now.
Hey, we're just getting you ready because it's Cinco de Mayo, you know, and people are going to be out celebrating. So you got to warm up a little bit of the Spanish there. I mean, because it's guacamole and margarita time, but do it safe and sane and have a good time and all that. But also, I want to get back to... You know, on the heels of, and I thought it was quite interesting, maybe perfect timing here by the administration, on the National Day of Prayer, you have the president signing an executive order to handcuff the law that was instituted by then-Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson in order to silence the church, and under threat of a loss of exemption and tax exemption and that sort of thing, the church was minimized and their voice invalidated. And for a long time here, you know, what the great evangelist and former pastor Carl Barth used to say is that he never saw himself coming to the pulpit without the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. So maybe as a result of the signing of this executive order from the president, pastors can now come back to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. What do you think?
Right. I absolutely agree. And, you know, this is an answer to prayer for all of us. We've been praying for our nation, you know, to come back to its roots, like you mentioned earlier, for years. And I think in the administration that we've had for the past 8 years, especially, we all realize, man, we got to fight this in the spirit realm. And we have been seeking the face of the Lord, knowing that sometimes that was all that we had and that was enough. And to see that those prayers are being answered, when I'm watching the news today, I'm just thinking, Lord, thank you that this is being acknowledged. When Donald Trump is standing up steps of the White House with all these Christian leaders and talking about, you know, supporting the church, I mean, that is just exhilarating for someone that's a Christian and believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, when that's been so questioned lately. Like when I grew up in the Deep South, if you weren't a Christian, you sure didn't tell anybody about it. And granted, this is the Deep South. I wasn't in California. But to see how far we've come since then has been very discouraging and heart-rendering. Where these kids now, I mean, kids are even afraid to say they're Christians. I don't think so.
Right.
You know, we need our kids to be proud that they know Jesus and love Jesus, not say, exactly. Oh, I don't want to rock the boat. You know, you step out and you change lives with your belief. And so this is something to be really thankful for. And I do feel like it's the Lord honoring the prayers of his children.
Exactly. Well, Lauren, I believe we've lost our story along the way. You know what it was like for you, and you've had several turns in your journey, as I've had as well, and why we can say with such conviction why we choose Jesus. Empirically, experientially, we know what life is without you. Exactly. And our story has been stifled. It's been muffled at a great expense to others. And so people, you know, will come out and they'll have a season where they're excited. It's been life changing for them. But they've been tempered by the culture. It says, you know, I don't want to hear about your Jesus stuff. And in this country here right now, I mean, there is so much empirical evidence, history of Christians who have been at the forefront of major changes in this country. The reason that we are blessed, the reason that the United States of America is where it is today, even with all its foibles and that, if you look at the high points, in many cases, if not all, it was Christians leading the way. And so now they said, you're in the back of the bus.
That's right.
We don't want you involved. And then, of course, the Gallup poll last year comes in, and what's almost the number one thing that secular people are saying? Where's the voice of Christians? Well, you told them to shut up. You told them not to get involved. They even know whatever part that they can still hold on to, Lauren, that their moral compass is broken and they need some guidance. And they're looking for the Christian influence in their community. And it's not there because it's been invalidated. We have been conditioned to, you know, to you know, quiet our stories.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's yeah. right. You don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to, and I've had conversations with Christians lately about this very thing, that I don't want to offend people. And I said to them, the word will not return void.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be seeking the Lord about our conversation. Just say, fill my mouth with what you have me to say and not to say. If I need to speak or if I'm not to speak at this point in time, because he cares about our conversation. He cares mm-hmm. about our relationship. And I'm learning to do that, to say, you know, Father, in this situation, do I need to open my mouth or do I need to just be quiet? And mm-hmm. that kind of interactive relationship is what's so beautiful about the God that we serve. It's personal and it's yeah. one-on-one. And I encourage all of you to remember that. Do not be afraid to stand on the front lines, knowing and remembering that his word will not return void, and his word carries power in its truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the enemy, he wants people to back away. He wants us to back away because mm-hmm. this is something I think I've shared with you all before. If he can't win our souls, the next step is to render us ineffective.
Yeah,
to where
steal our
we're
story.
Not speaking
steal your up. Story. Exactly.
Right, to kill our story. Then mm-hmm. he's still laughing all the way to the bank, because even though he hadn't won your soul, he's won your example. He's won your witness. And I'm trying to learn, too, to have the heart of God, you mm-hmm. know, to stop and think, what is my influence, and to know that me being patient and kind and loving and all the things that contain the fruits of the Spirit, that's what's going to change people's lives. Mm-hmm. And it's been hard, I think, this day and age. It's like you're either a withering violet or you're a raging lion. And I'm right. trying to go, Father, tell me when to be what. Because
right.
I don't want to, someone to back away from who he is because I've been insulting or because I haven't said enough.
Exactly.
It's a fine line.
And sometimes what happens, you know, and I saw this in college, Lauren, you know, where they would always, you always have that class where they say, okay, we want you to write your testimony, right? And you get all these elaborate sayings and, you know, experiences and all that, which are all fine and well and everything. But sometimes people get intimidated and think, well, you know, I you know, they think they have to be a theologian, you know, or some brilliant theologian to tell their story. And I always remind people, I go, let's go back to me. One of the most powerful testimonies in the Bible was the life change that happened to the blind man. His testimony was very simple. I was blind. Now I see. I don't understand. All I know, that's the way I was. Here's where I am. In fact, let me share this one dramatic story to you. I was in this church in Anaheim, I go there and, you know, and I think it was a Wednesday service, and they said, we're going to have, we're going to do testimonies. And I'm going, okay, all right. And, there're going to be about 4 dozen people giving their testimony. And I'm going, oh my goodness. You know, and part of me.
You're like, we're going to be here till dinner.
Well, yeah, you know, it's kind of like you're thinking, oh,
the sun rising.
You know, this is, and of course, this is really embarrassing, you know, because I'm, you know, my flesh is going, oh gosh, you know, okay, let me see, how can I exit out of this deal doing whatever? It was the most powerful, demonstration of testimonies I've ever seen. Have you ever been around cardboard testimonies when they do that?
I haven't even heard that term.
Okay. They come up on stage and there was like, you know, maybe 6-8 people at a time. They come up on stage and they have a cardboard, and on the cardboard, when they flip it, on one side it says, "I was a drug addict," you know, and then they flip it and clean for 8 months, no drugs for 8 months. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, that's all it was. They didn't say a word. It was just a card. Lauren,
wow.
by halfway through, you're in tears. It was the most powerful experience of going, this is. You know, and it was an affirmation of what God had been showing me in terms of people telling their stories. It doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to feel like you got to be a theologian. It's just that is the changing effect. That is the power of your story. This is what you were now in Christ, who you are, and the new life that God has given you.
And those simple words changes people's lives. When people try to say, well, you're a Christian, you're not perfect. You know what you say? I am not perfect. Set aside from the grace of God, I'm filthy rags, but with him, I'm royalty.
Amen.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
Well, it's the higher calling that's available to all of us. Lauren, always, I appreciate you being on with us. Thank you so much.
Love y'all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care. All righty. Ciao.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Michael Hart with us right now. Michael's a speaker, writer, historian, host of the popular conservative talk radio program. We've got a real treat for you, too. By the way, did I say Michael Hart originates out of Birmingham, Alabama? Let's make sure that everybody in Alabama understands that we've got, the pride of Alabama, Michael Hart, with us. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I love the book because I guess I'm a trivia buff and I like things, especially square the record when it comes to history, because I think that's one of our biggest frustrations, at least mine anyway, that people have hijacked history, they've rewritten it to protect their their own ideals. And I think it's unfortunate because it is critical, I believe absolutely critical, to the standing of this country that we get the whole truth and nothing but.
Well, I couldn't possibly agree more. And on my radio program, we tried to deal with the news of the day through the prism of accurate history. And the book, of course, is called Unknown America. But it doesn't just deal with politics and history. As you point out, there's also some trivial facts in there just about the American culture, about certain Americans, people that history has forgotten, and frankly, things that have just been incorrect in the history books for, in some cases, over 200 years, and we try to set the record straight.
Well, Michael, when you were putting the idea together for Unknown America, Myths and Little Known Oddities about the Greatest Nation on Earth, I'm sure there was probably a couple of dozen items that came to mind rapidly. But like anything, you start with a broad funnel and it all filters in, and you got to pick and choose. Where do you begin?
That's an interesting question, and for me it was even worse as to where do I end. I'm already working on a second, third, and fourth edition of this book.
Wow.
Just of the volumes.
You're like Fast and Furious here, Michael.
Well, you know, I'm fascinated by history, Bill.
Yes,
and reality,
I am too.
But so much of this stuff is cathartic. You know, I had many epiphanies throughout the course of the writing of it, and each subsequent edition will include the material from the first one. But as you point out, you know, I'm fond of saying on the air there's a lot of history in the past. And when I really began writing the book, I realized how much it was inaccurate, but how fascinated that I am just to discover it. And it's literally an infinite amount. So it's kind of an arduous task trying to decide what to leave in and what to leave out. Mm. But, you know, we've gotten a good start with the first edition.
Well, you touched on, you know, when America really declared her independence, why portraits of the signing of the Declaration of Independence are completely wrong. Like you say, it's not all just history. You even get into the real father or mother of rock and roll. So you're into history and culture and entertainment. Good fun for you and good fun for us, too.
Well, you know, when we first got into it, the original idea was just to cover politics and the country and Americana. But then we began to realize that there was just, I discovered a story that one of the very first jobs Leonard Nimoy ever had was actually as a cab driver. And one of his very first fares was a young Jack Kennedy.
Oh.
And just little trivial pieces like this that, you know, just kind of define America.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I got to imagine as you're writing this book, Did you find yourself falling in love with this country all over again, but in a different way?
I really did. And there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation out there that, if it was told accurately, would really give people a sense of pride and astonishment. Because to me, you know, and maybe I'm just a nerd, I'm a geek, but, you know, history to me is just so unbelievably fascinating. And as you really learn the real ins and outs of this nation and what's going on, all of a sudden it colors your viewpoint, it clarifies what's going on in the world around us today. You begin to realize that life is cyclical. Many of the things we're dealing with in this country today, we've dealt with before, we'll likely deal with again. And just to see America literally evolve before your very eyes as you delve into her history is fascinating to me.
Well, as the saying goes, he who controls the past controls the present and the future. And
right.
Here you are, you're allowing America to reclaim its past because, sadly, what we hear from academia is the rewrite of this country's history to make it less than, and so that when you talk about America's exceptionalism based on the facts, Jack, as they would say, you know, to me, the evidence is empirical, it's inarguable, but yet we have people within our country, within the halls of academia, that want to put America down and make us less than, which is antithetical to the true history of this country.
Well, you know, the first point you brought up about the Declaration of Independence, for example, you know, that thing when it was written, and although Alexander Hamilton didn't sign it, he was 21 years old at the time. Nathan Hale was 18 years old. And, you know, the many people that did sign it were in their 20s, they were in their early 30s. America was, you know, founded by a group of extremely young people, comparatively speaking. And although you can make the argument that, you know, they were older for their age or for their time, that is certainly going to be accurate. When you really begin to realize of the amazing patriotism and place that they were at a much younger age. Today we're talking about snowflakes and what goes on in our universities.
Right.
But 250 years ago, these are the very people that were giving voice to a new nation.
Exactly. Willing to fall on their sword. I mean, they were, they knew as soon as they signed, that's it. It was a treasonous act. And they were worthy of death.
That's absolutely correct. And it's just like, you know, John Hancock. Everybody says he signed so large in the Declaration because, you know, he was afraid that he wanted King George III to see it. He was afraid he would miss it.
Without his glasses,
that's not factual at all. You know, Hancock actually signed a blank piece of paper, but he was quite terrified. He was worried if the new nation failed, he would be sent to the gallows. So you're absolutely correct. So that story has been romanticized past the point that it probably should have been. But the real story behind the Declaration of Independence, from my perspective, is even more compelling and fascinating.
Well, go ahead. Unravel that for a bit.
For example, it was, you know, we declared independence on the 2nd of July, as you point out.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these guys came by over the course of the next several days. Every painting out there, you know, portrays them as, you know, old, gray-haired men standing around a table. When the first document was signed by Hancock, there was only one other person in the room. He signed a blank piece of paper, and then it was transcribed later. The signers came by over the course of the next couple of 3 days to sign at their leisure and their convenience. They were never all in one room together. Now, I'll tell you what, on the night of the 2nd, they got together and they partied, and they went through enough alcohol that night to get two platoons drunk to tell that story in the book, but they came in over the course of the next several days and actually signed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a couple more minutes here, Michael, and I want to give people a taste of other things you talked about which state had a nuclear bomb dropped on it. I'm sure they don't know about that.
Well, actually, that was the state of North Carolina, and it happened in the 1960s. It was a B-52 Super Fortress that was flying a mission. The plane disintegrated right in midair, and it actually had 2 3-quarter megaton bombs. And the plane did, in fact, go down. Now, both of the bombs did not actually detonate, but each one of them had 4 different, what they call, signal arms on them, and only one of the signal arms remained on both of these bombs. So we were literally moments away from having the entire central portion of North Carolina obliterated. They were, in fact, defused, but the military held that in secrecy for many, many, many years until Freedom of Information Act let us know that this plane went down with 2 very destructive bombs on it, and luckily the state survived.
Exactly. Well, who was the real father or mother of rock and roll?
Her name was actually Rosetta Tharpe. She was an African-American woman, and she introduced guitars into blues and gospel. Many of the early rock and roll musicians, Chuck Berry, you know, Elvis Presley, the whole nine yards, actually studied Rosetta Tharpe, and she's a fascinating character, and she played a mean guitar. Matter of fact, people can even go out on YouTube and see some of her stuff from the 40s and 50s that had been actually recorded out there. But the very first references to rock and roll had to do with the new genre of electric guitars married to gospel music back in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, wow. She was Jimi Hendrix before Jimi Hendrix, huh?
Absolutely. And she was a grandmother. She was just this little old lady who was always outside this big old fat coat, and she could wear it out, Bill.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, a final question, because we only got about 20 seconds left. Which U.S. president had a dog named Satan?
John Adams.
There you go. All right. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Hart, speaker, writer, historian, host of the popular conservative talk radio program, The Michael Hart Show, which originates out of Birmingham, Alabama. Michael, congratulations on the book. Good fun. Unknown America, Myths and Little Known Oddities about the Greatest Nation on Earth. How does everybody get their hands on it?
It's at Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. And if you want to go to theunknownamerica.com, I'll even autograph it for you. Just theunknownamerica.com.
Well, that's where I'm going. Hey, Michael Hart, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I was first exposed to George Barna when I read his book, and I would say in a very powerful way, in 2003, he released the book, Think Like Jesus, and that was the first time I'd heard of George Barna, and he probably is going to say, God, I've been around longer than that, why did it take you so long? But it was life-changing for me, and so much so that I was on a search. For George, I said, I've got to get to know this man, because what he had spoken, what he written about in Think Like Jesus was so powerful and helped me kind of coalesce my thinking in such a way, especially as it related to a worldview. And, you know, as I mentioned, George and I finally had a chance here recently in Orlando to connect. And I told him then, I said, George, you know, this has been an 8-year journey for me. Actually, it was longer than that. It was probably about, 13-year journey to connect with George Barna, because I kept trying to call and connect with him and say, look, I got to have you on my radio show, because what you have to share with people is just so powerful, especially as it related to worldview. Now, George is the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He's filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. And we are blessed to have George with us every Friday right here on Bill Martinez Live. And let me bring him on right now. George, always good to have you with us. And I hope you don't mind me bragging about you, because I just so appreciate, you know, what God has deposited in you and the gift that you so willingly share with his people.
I'll tell you, I appreciate that. I just woke up a few minutes ago, and to hear that is the first thing of the day, it's like, well, all right.
now you can take on the rest of the day here. Well, you know, in terms of one of the most powerful things from your book that connected with me was the clash of worldviews. And, you know, this debate right now, we've got round one successfully accomplished with the House of Representatives repealing Obamacare. But really what I saw so clear, and I thought of you instantly last night, was this clash of worldviews, because you have people who look at the American political system through, interestingly enough, and we just played a soundbite about the Constitution. Remember, D.C., you know, don't forget, you know, we got the Constitution, not only D.C., but we the people. We need to realize that there is that that filter, that goal that we're shooting for. And you have people who are constitutionalists to say it's the rule of law. It's what the Constitution defines as this critical defining lens and perspective that many of us hold to. And then you have the other worldview, and of course there's many in between, but let's just say these two primary worldviews that go by feeling, as you say, that are progressives and want to, you know, disassociate with the Constitution. And therein lies the dynamic tension and conflict that we're facing today and trying to solve a big problem like healthcare, George.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the major difficulties that our country is going to be facing for a long time. And the unfortunate part is that if you don't address it head on, it's not going to go away, mm-hmm. and it's not going to solve itself. So we're in this dilemma right now where you've got people on one side who want the rule of law. You've got an equal or even greater number of people on the other side who are saying that, yeah, but it's really about the rule of happiness. You know, I want what's going to make me happy. It's about fulfilling my emotions, my feelings. And, of course, those can change from day to day, week to week, year to year, as opposed to something like the Constitution, which is in place, and it doesn't change. It's a historical document that was based on what the founders who wrote it believed to be unchanging truths. But then today you've got a group of people who say, but you know what? The world is fast-paced. Things are always changing. Even my needs are changing, and therefore, whatever documents we go by have to reflect today's desires, not yesterday's truths.
Right.
And so until we come to grips with that clash, we're really going to be up a tree trying to figure out, how do we move forward? We've got people who want to move in very different directions.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there was just stories here recently regarding illegal immigration, where you have somebody going before the court and the judge decides that this person who is here as an illegal immigrant, he was drunk driving, killed somebody, and somehow he's given an incredible amount of leniency because he's an illegal immigrant. I mean, to your point, it's the feelings that now come in, and even though there's mandatory enforcement of certain offenses, that's out the window. Now we're going to allow somebody an incredible amount of grace and obliteration of the law and say, okay, because he's an illegal immigrant, it's just not fair that he be subjected to the rule of law here in this country, and they set him free or they give him a hand slap. Pretty crazy.
Yeah,
huh?
And, yeah, it is. And it comes back to a lot of things that we hear every day in common conversation with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even think about it sometimes. So one of the expressions we hear so much is, well, it's important to live in the moment.
Right.
Well, here's the problem with living in the moment. I mean, what that leads to is a lot of ambiguity about what's right or wrong, because in the moment, it seems so right.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you have a bigger body of truth that you tie that back to, that you relate it to give you some kind of understanding of what's right versus what's not right,
exactly,
that's when we get into so many troubles in this culture today, because we want to live in the moment. We don't believe in things like personal sacrifice. What we believe is that the culture ought to sacrifice for my benefit, so that I can live in the moment and satisfy my feelings, feel good about myself, which, of course, is one of the big ends of life in America these days, and be able to achieve what most Americans would say is their ultimate goal, which is happiness.
Exactly.
Well, we know that's pretty fleeting and elusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt, because it's all happiness based on a happening, right? And so that's what dictates our happiness. But, George, the other thing, you know, as I was listening to you lay this out, I think, well, this is why the Gorsuch issue, I think, was so revealing, because his nomination and the conflict that was taking place. I mean, here is a guy that the Bar Association, everybody gave him the highest rankings. This guy's probably the most highest ranking qualified Chief Justice to be nominated, not Chief Justice, but Justice to be nominated to the Supreme Court. And he barely gets in through a technicality. So that just demonstrates how much of a clash of worldviews are existent in our culture today.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Neil Gorsuch, and here's a guy who had every qualification that you could want. You look at the list, and you just tick them off as you go down. Education, experience, record, I mean, the whole shot. But what we are recognizing, I hope, is that right now we are at war.
Mm.
I don't know if many people have realized. I mean, there really is kind of a new form of civil war that's going on in America today.
Right.
And so when this health care bill comes to the Senate, you know, we've already had the Senate president, you know, Mr. Schumer, come out and say, it's not passing on my watch.
Right.
It's like, well, he said that before they'd even had the bill worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can recognize that, okay, well, what he's basically saying is your worldview is different than my worldview, and therefore I'm not going to pass anything that comes from your side of the aisle because I know that it will be tainted by your values, your beliefs, your perspectives mm-hmm. on what makes a reasonable and good life. I have a very different view, and I'm going to get all my colleagues to make sure that we don't, give our stamp of approval to your worldview. That's really what the Civil War is about today.
Exactly. And the thing is the minority, which was designed by our founding fathers, has a great megaphone. I mean, they don't have the president, they don't have the bully pulpit, but they have a lot of influence and a lot of authority here. And this is why I take it that you wrote this most recent article agreeing on change that most Americans want won't be easy. So though you have the majority of Americans agreeing on a worldview that is holistic in scope, the feelers still have their place quite dramatically.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, as we've been tracking together the last few weeks, I mean, our surveys are finding that most people say the United States is not in a good place right now. We're moving in the wrong direction. They're not satisfied with how things are. They're dissatisfied with the way we're being governed. Mm-hmm. And then you say, we had like 70-something% of the public who say, we really need to transform the country, and I want to be involved in it. We rarely see that kind of participation interest. So then this week, you know, we start laying out some ideas for them about, well, how about if we change this? How about if we change that? And what we're finding is that this is a really tough crowd. You know, I mean, there's very little that we've been able to put on the table so far that a majority of people would say, yeah, I'm all for that. The only thing that came out of this week's survey that a majority said, yeah, I'd like that, was the idea of shifting much of the federal government's authority and responsibility to state and local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I think the reason why that may be is that because people are saying, you know, if you bring it closer to home, I can have even more control over it.
Without
on one hand,
right.
You know, it is supposed to be governed of the people, by the people, for the people. But man, when the people can't agree on who we want to be when we grow up, we're in a big mess.
Yeah, without a doubt. And therefore, we have these clash of worldviews, and this will continue. But the process is a process, and it will take time. George, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and get connected with American Culture and Faith Institute.
Yeah, if you go to the culturefaith.com website, all our reports are accessible there. We've got the weekly newsletter you can sign up for. We've got all kinds of things, special reports and whatnot. It's all free. Enjoy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is